For 3.5 years, they wouldn't govern. They couldn't lead, and we shouldn't let them take over the Senate and the White House. We must stop the Tea Party before the United States Senate falls into the hands of extremists and ideologues who leave no room for reason or compromise, who don't recognize common ground even when they're standing on it. If they won't stand up to Rush Limbaugh or Grover Norquist, what would make anyone think they would stand up for you?
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid slamming the Republicans as being weak weenies, afraid of talk show hosts and others, Norquist, who makes people sign tax pledges not to raise taxes. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So, Charlotte, North Carolina, the Democrats' big party. What will happen in 2012, 2008? A different story with Barack Obama and the history that he made. Now it's hope and change, and are you satisfied with where you are right now? The one who really stole the show was not Reid by any stretch of the imagination. If you're looking for a rock star anyway on the Democratic side of things, the San Antonio mayor, 37-year-old Julian Castro, gave the biggest and most significant speech, certainly of his career. He became the first Hispanic to deliver a keynote address, by the way, at the Democratic National Convention. He talked about his grandmother not having two nickels to rub together and his mother never being able to own a house, but everything that they did to make it different for his generation so that he could graduate from college and grab the mic, as he said in his own words. Afterwards, people were talking about him so much. In fact, during his speech, our own technical maestro, Matt Johnson, informed me that tweets per minute, 11,503, while his speech was going on, compared to the Republicans, who didn't have any numbers like that, other than Mitt Romney, when he spoke on the final night. So there were a lot of comparisons to 37-year-old Castro and Barack Obama. But will speeches like that one and rebel rousing like Harry Reid, who's going after Romney and will continue to do that when it comes to his taxes and talking about the Tea Party and whatnot, will it make a difference when the Democrats come out of Charlotte? Or have people decided that they want to see something different? If you want to throw in your two cents, please, you are always welcome. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. A quick note right here at the top of the show, coming up in our third hour, and I hope that this message has spread because it's been crazy going to Tampa from the Republican National Convention and a whole bunch of things that we've been doing this past month. It's been tough to spread the word, so spread the word that in the next hour we will be doing our first Nail the Score since football kicks off officially on Wednesday with the Cowboys and the Giants, who are defending their Super Bowl season. It wasn't a great season, but then they capped it off with the Super Bowl. They got hot when it mattered. Maybe you'll get hot. Nailing the Score, you don't have to know anything about the great game of football. It's like getting a lottery ticket, only you don't have to pay a dollar. Once our computer picks the random game of the week, you tell us who you think is going to win the game and what you think the final score will be. If you nail the score, you win swag from America Tonight. Oh, really decent, fun swag, too, by the way. David is listening to us in the UK. Hello, David.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Kate, I wanted to put maybe more than 2 cents worth in, maybe about a nickel's worth, if you don't mind.
You can take a quarter. Go ahead.
All right. Well, to start with, I mean, I really wanted, I was thinking about ringing those bells, you know, unringing those bells you mentioned.
Yeah.
And I was thinking of at least two that I'd like to unring.
Okay.
Before I get to that, you were talking earlier about somebody playing, Michael Douglas apparently, perhaps playing the part of Ronald Reagan. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, well, after watching Jimmy Carter at the Democratic National Party convention
mm-hmm.
and watching Ronald Reagan at the Republican National Convention, I'm just wondering, why not just, you know, defrost Ronnie again and make, you know, let him play himself. He looked a lot better than Carter, you know what I'm saying. Just
yeah, Carter looked rough, I agree.
Yeah, Reagan looked a lot better for a dead guy, you know. And I think he did a better job.
There you go. I get you.
But
I'm pumped.
But when you mentioned those unringing bells, it gave me a little time to think, too. As I was thinking of two that I'd really like to unring. One of them was the day that LBJ rung the bell to start the bombing campaign in Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, and start that whole terrible meat grinder that went on, if I remember right, almost 11 years.
Yes, yes, and to no end that anybody wanted, yeah.
And he rang the bell when he got a message saying that we had been our boats had been attacked in Tonkin Bay. And within a few minutes, he received messages back from the people on the spot and said, no, 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 stand down. It's all nonsense. This was a false report. Do not, you know, don't. From the admirals on down, he got the message. He refused to listen to his admirals and decided to start cranking up the war. That was one of the bells I'd like to unring.
That's a good one.
Thank you. The next one is when George Bush Jr. decided to ignore the United Nations and a whole bunch of people all over the world and went ahead and started the war in Iraq against the wrong people at the wrong time for the wrong reason. We were being attacked, all right, but it had nothing to do with Iraq.
Right.
As we all know, it turned out it had nothing to do with Iraq.
You're
and
right.
We ended up having another 11-year war for the wrong reason, at the wrong time, against the wrong person. I wish I could unring that bell also, ma'am.
Yeah, good ones. I like the analogy, too. 11 years, that's the common denominator. Lots of money, lots of lives, lots of limbs lost.
Big meat grinder.
Yep. Yeah.
For money.
Yeah. Yeah, excellent. I agree. I mean, those are two really, really big ones, significant game changers in our history and significant for so many people in their personal lives, what happened to people who went off to fight those wars. Huge. Yeah.
And would we now be able to afford things like Obamacare? And not only that, would we now be 34th in the world in education because we can't afford to spend the money to do the job correctly?
Yeah.
If we hadn't fought those wars.
Yeah. Yeah, excellent point, David, because it's like I said, if we could have balanced a budget, you'd take it a step further. You're right. Where could that money have been used? What would it have been used on versus the billions of dollars that went right down the proverbial rat hole? Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, so much more here on America Tonight. Your thoughts with the mailbag. Plus, you can give us a jingle, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Are you tired of bleaching your teeth for $40, $50, or $60, only to find them getting yellow after 4 weeks again? Bleaching your teeth only changes the stains from yellow to clear, but doesn't actually clean the stain off of your teeth, causing them to turn back to that yellow, ugly color again. Introducing the Power Swabs Teeth Whitening System, the only whitening system that uses the power of stain-out swabs to actually remove the stains off of your teeth, so they stay whiter longer. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts the stains off of your teeth. And the best part is Power Swabs works in under 5 minutes. No more messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab on Power Swabs and your teeth are whiter in 5 minutes. Best of all, unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth as well as veneers, caps, and crowns. Call for your risk-free supply. Dial 800-583-7726. That's 800-583-7726. Clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. Try Power Swabs risk-free. 800-583-7726. That's 800-583-7726.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're going to head to the mailbag. A quick story. I mentioned this when I talked about unringing a bell. If there was something that you could change, in other words, that's the expression, what would it be? And I mentioned the fact that I had some good sources at the Pentagon, and they are furious with this Navy SEAL, former SEAL, who helped kill bin Laden, but now has a book that's got classified stuff in it. And they're saying he didn't follow protocol for their pre-publication review. Too late now. It's out there. It's out there now at this point. In fact, the Rear Admiral said that he was, who's the head of the Naval Special Warfare Command, said he was disappointed, embarrassed, and concerned. The troops are now openly speaking and writing about their secret work. Because he said, we don't advertise the nature of our work, nor do we seek recognition for our actions. That's the whole idea of being a SEAL. That, hey, baby, you sign up for this, and you're not going to be going on Leno, Letterman, Jimmy Kimmel, The Today Show, Jon Stewart's show, to talk about what you did. Because that's why you're part of this little clan. It's a secret. It's a secret. You're not supposed to tell anyone. So was Mark Owen right or wrong? That's the pen name, by the way, of this Navy SEAL. The author, Matt Bissonnette. That name came out, so there were instances where his name popped up. So too late to stop the name from coming out, too, by the way. I have a feeling that it's going to be a long couple of months for the people at the Pentagon, and ultimately for what's going to happen, possibly legally, because the lawyers, the Pentagon's lawyers, are threatening action against him for this tell-all revealing type book. So with tactical special ops, isn't that one of the things that you're not supposed to do? And people are clamoring for this. Clamoring. Because, you know, initially when they published it, they were going to release 300,000 copies. They increased it to well over $500,000. It's a 336-page Turner, I understand. Turner. Where it talks about they thought bin Laden was going to put up a fight and the helicopter crash near the compound and blah, 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 and some other revealing things in this. And because we know that the Pentagon's upset, that, let's face it, that, you know, tweaks our curiosity and makes more people, I believe, want to read it. All right, without further ado, quickly, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. Here's one from Alan. He's a first-timer. Hello, Ms. Delaney. America Tonight, I do enjoy. I have to tell you, I get quite a chuckle out of the polls when you go through the numbers. I'm wondering if you were an economics major when you were at school. I think you went to one of those party schools. I thought I heard you talk about it. So I'm curious, do you really, really like numbers because of the amount of times I hear you talking about the polls, which, by the way, I find fascinating and do agree with you. There is certainly something to the magic of crunching those numbers. Well, thank you, Alan. I will tell you I was not an economics major. No, no, no. Did I take economics? Yes, because you are required to take economics. And I do actually, though, like numbers. I do like numbers now. I wouldn't say I liked numbers when I was in school. That I wasn't at all going down any kind of those paths that I would have to take deeper economic courses. You have, like, you know, micro and macro economics in the beginning and a couple of other courses like that. But to your point about the polls have been interesting since the Republican convention. He didn't ask about that, but Romney got 1 point in a CNN poll. He gained 1 point. But, hey, it's a CNN poll, so he's gaining some ground, and he's breaking even in others, which makes a lot of people believe. Don't necessarily assume that the incumbent has this locked up. And don't underestimate the power of the Tea Party mobilizing a lot of people to go out and vote. Swing states, that's where it's at. It's about the electoral votes. And the swing states are key. Virginia, Ohio, Florida, you know, we know the usual suspects. If they turn in favor of Romney, then it will not be another 4 years of Barack Obama. It is not in the bag at this point, although everything has now shifted to Charlotte, North Carolina, and how much of a bounce, will Barack Obama get. All right, let's go to this one. This is from Billy D., who says, man, I am already tired, I hate to say, of the Democrats. I will let you in a little secret. I'm using a fake name. I used to be a Dem. I used to be, back in the day, a Democrat. And then, once Jimmy Carter came around, I wanted nothing to do with the Democrats. He's the one who made me jump affiliations and go with the elephants. I didn't want to be an independent because I wanted to vote in the primaries. So I'm hoping we can keep the sanity part of the Republican Party intact. And I, by the way, feel very good about Mitt Romney's chances. Yep. I think it's a toss-up, perhaps, much closer than I thought. A year ago, no, I would have said absolutely Obama. But because of the economy, the numbers, all that kind of stuff, I think people are dazed and confused. There's not hope and change. They're dazed and confused. They're not happy with where they're at, or they're not happy about what they think will happen in their future. You know, there's something about chasing a dream, chasing the brass ring, thinking I can make it, thinking I can get on the ladder and I can climb up. Now the ladder has been moved. It's worse than who moved my cheese. We have chopped the ladder down, chopped it down. By the way, I want to interrupt the mailbag for a second to tell you one person has died, another critically injured. Apparently there was a shooting at a Canadian politician's victory speech in Quebec. That's all the details we have. Boy, isn't that scary. There's got to be much more, I'm sure, to that, to the story other than that, that somebody died. You know, did they take a bullet for the politician, or was there something more that happened there? All right, this one comes to us from Straight Jacket. Hopefully there's just a little bit of humor in that. But Straight Jacket says, hello, Kate, I think I heard you mention that you were going to Ireland. You're going to broadcast a couple of shows from Belfast and from Dublin. Have you been watching what's happening in Belfast? Yes. 3 straight days or nights, police were attacked in Belfast. There was a parade that started this whole thing. So this is the third time where they were pelted with bricks and bottles and golf balls and fireworks and all that kind of stuff. So they're warning people to avoid the district close to city center, and the roads were actually closed for a while. So the violence wasn't as intense as the previous couple of nights, where you had people, you know, 60 cops that were injured during the disturbances, whatever you want to call them. But it is disconcerting, isn't it? This is tension between the Catholics and the Protestants again, this time over parades in one of the districts there that has infuriated enough people. And see, this is, you say, well, parades. The Northern Ireland Parades Commission rules on whether, you know, on which marches are allowed to take place and which are banned, to try to keep friction to as much of a minimum as they can, because there are hundreds of parades, the Irish-like parades, hundreds of parades across Northern Ireland every year. The majority involve the Protestant Orange Order, it's called, and other organizations, but pro-Irish nationalists also have marches, and now it's turned out to be just a nasty piece of business in Northern Ireland, and we're supposed to go to Belfast. So that happens at the tail end of the month. Let's hope that all of this has certainly died down. Coming up on the flip side, the Buddha Man is back, Steve Budin, to talk a little bit about what we can expect this week in the NFL and this season. You don't want to miss it. Hang through.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AFFINITY HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Tonight in the wings, we're so excited. Steve Budin from PickNation.com. Finally, the NFL is back, only with replacement refs, though.
Yeah, you know what? Thank God it's the ultimate hall pass. I mean, we've spent the last couple of months now in the backyard barbecuing, you know, hanging out with our families, and now we finally get to make the transition back to the couch where we belong, and thank God Almighty. Football is back. And let me tell you, I sent my resume and I got my little ref outfit, but I don't think they're going to let me get on.
They're going to let you get on. Hey, the big one is, of course, 8:30 kick NBC opens up the season, MetLife Stadium, Dallas visiting New York. What do you think? This is big for the Cowboys.
I mean, great opening game. It is big for the Cowboys, obviously. Jones talking about a lot of smack already. You know, look, I look at the Giants, and for me, they're just a scary team up front on defense. And a guy like Romo, he's going to be doing that two-step drop. It's almost going to be like my honeymoon night, quick release.
All right, so I'm thinking you like the Giants.
I do like the Giants. And I never bet against the Giants at home under a touchdown, ever. I'll either pass on the game or I bet the Giants. Look, I think after last year, you know, you look at the Giants season and aside from winning the Super Bowl, they didn't really have a good season. You go into week 10 or 11, and you might not even have them making the playoffs. They rallied at the end. They got lucky. They got in the playoffs, and then they made a miracle happen. And look, at the end of the day, I don't think they can rely on that again. I think they got to get out of the gate. They got to get out of the gate fast. So I like the Giants here. They're down to 3.5 now, so that's very reasonable. And I'd buy down to 3. Why not? It's week 1. Let's get a win.
All right, I like it. The reason I ask about this game is it's at Soldier Field. It's Indianapolis and Chicago, but you got Andrew Luck, and I'm excited to see how he does with Indy.
Well, look, I like Luck. He had a very good preseason. I don't put a lot of merit in the preseason, but, I mean, I did see him go up against that Pittsburgh, that first-string Pittsburgh defense and score 2 touchdowns. So, I mean, he's got something going there. You can see it in him. He's got a confidence about him. And that's what you want to see in a rookie quarterback. You want to see him progress through every level from training camp into, the preseason, and then now as he starts the season. I don't think they can, beat Chicago, but I do think, backdoor cover is in play here. I'm going to take the 9.5 points. And let me tell you something, these rookie quarterbacks, they'll go after that last, that last possession like it's the Super Bowl. They don't care if they're down 16 points. They're going to get that touchdown with 2 minutes to go, and you're going to get that backdoor cover. I think that's the value in that game. So, yeah, I'm going with Indianapolis, plus the 9.5 or 10, depending on where you're looking.
Yeah, New England.
And that's another thing we should mention is that if you are gambling out there, you should shop. It's important. Some places have 9.5. Some places have 10. It's a very big difference. 10 is one of the most likely outcomes of games. It's a touchdown and a field goal. So you want to move a game onto that number or off of that number if you can. I wouldn't go from 9 down to 8.5. That doesn't buy you anything. But 10 down to 9.5 or 10 up to 10.5, that buys you something.
Yeah, great advice. I started to ask you about New England. I mean, New England still looks scary to me. Or are they long in the tooth? Should they easily cover with Tennessee?
5.5 points. Belichick, at the end of the day, he's going to have his guys ready. I don't think, we've seen some problems in the preseason with protection and offensive line, but I think they'll have all that together. I don't know that it's a safe bet, but again, Not the way I want to start a season out, betting against New England. I'm going to go and lay the 5.5 here.
You and I talk about the Jets a lot, so it's worth talking about New York on New York. Buffalo and the Jets.
Well, I mean, this is actually breaking news, and probably you won't hear this on any other show anywhere across the country, but I did find something out. And, we know that Rex Ryan is down about 150 pounds just from the off season. And, I thought he was dieting and exercising. But then you heard him say that this is the best Jets team that he's ever coached. So it's obvious that he's smoking crack. So, yeah, Rex Ryan is a crackhead. And that's news. Look, at the end of the day, this team, New York Jets, they were built to beat mediocre teams. And obviously they're playing a mediocre team and they're going to beat them in cover. So, yeah, go with the Jets.
All right, if we look at what's left on the board, I know people care about Philly and Cleveland. This is one of the later Fox games. Or I shouldn't say later, it's 1 o'clock kick. Who do you like in this one?
Well, obviously Philadelphia is looking to, right a lot of wrongs from last season.
Yeah.
To say that they're going to want to get out of the box strong is an understatement. The line's anywhere from 7.5 to 9. Cleveland has nothing going whatsoever. If you're going to bet this game, and it's not a game that jumps out and says, bet me, you got to lay the 8.5 points with Philly or just pass.
Yeah, there you go. Or just pass on it, absolutely.
Right.
How about, we look at Lambeau.
A lot of times, you rush, in the beginning of the season, you get
sure.
out, if you haven't bet in months, and the first thing you do is you run out and you bet every game on the board. Sometimes it's the power of one, the power of three. You got to try to find, pick your spots and take your shot.
Yeah, absolutely. San Francisco.
Especially early.
I agree. San Francisco and Green Bay could be one of those games for some people. It's a later game, 4:25 on Fox. Weather might, it's probably not a factor at all at Lambeau at this point. Would you play this game?
Yeah, well, that is the best game on the board. And so many times I'll advise gamblers, like, listen, you know, when you've got a big card, that game that's the best game to watch, watch it! Don't bet it, watch it. But in this case, you know, we talked about it last season every single week. We did pretty good. If you got a chance to bet Green Bay at home and lay less than a touchdown, lay 5 points, how many chances do you think you're going to get this season to lay 5 points with Green Bay at home? Not that many. I think you got to take it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Only because my family's
there.
By the
way, you know, it also comes back to elite quarterbacks. Look, this year, I don't know, do you remember any time in the last 10 to 15 years where there was this many elite quarterbacks playing in the league?
No.
You know, one of them is obviously Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
That's the only one that's going to be on the field that Sunday.
Yeah, I agree. It's funny you mentioned the quarterbacks because I look at Carolina and Tampa Bay and I always need a scorecard there. That's a late game. My family lives in Tampa, so they wanted me to ask you about this one, Tampa Bay and Carolina.
Everybody's hot on Tampa Bay. I mean, Carolina opened up a field goal. They're down to one already in some spots. So, I mean, obviously people are betting Tampa Bay up. Not me. I mean, I'm a believer in Cam Newton. Again, he's the class of the race. He is an elite quarterback coming down at the end of the game. Who do you want with the ball in their hands? You know, in this game, I want Cam Newton. So, you know, I'm going to lay the 1 point here. I think it's a value.
Yeah, the game that a lot of people have circled because they just can't wait, Sunday night, Pittsburgh and Denver.
I love this game. This game is you know, about as important as a game one can be. And let's remember, we talked about it earlier, how the Giants got off to a bad start last year before they came back in it and won it. You know, but this game, there's so much on the line because Pittsburgh's one of those teams that right now people are starting to forget. You know, people are already starting to forget how great Ben Roethlisberger is, how great their defense is. When you don't win it for a couple of years, you know, people start to discount you. And that's what's happening in Pittsburgh now, and they're fighting not just the public's perception, but it starts to creep into the locker room, believe me, because what happens in the public is always, you know, is a mirror to what's going on inside of the locker room. So, you know, as that doubt starts to creep in, it's very important that they have a good start to this season so they convince not just the fan base and the public, but themselves in certain cases that they are still an elite team, which I believe that they are. But when you look at Denver, I mean, they've got to be on your radar. You've got to be watching this team this year with Peyton Manning now as the quarterback. And look how far they went with Tim Tebow. And if you're one of the 98%ers out there, you know, one of the people that doesn't believe that Tim Tebow is supposed to be in the NFL and doesn't have the goods and isn't the guy and blah, blah, blah. Well, you got to love this Denver team now because Tebow got him 2 games away from pay dirt last year. How far can Peyton Manning take you? So, again, a very, very important game, and it's pretty much a pick-em. Denver 1.5, and that shows you how much respect they have for Peyton Manning, because remember, if this was last year, you know, this line would be Pittsburgh 5.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Look, at the end of the day, you know, it's week one. Who knows?
Who knows?
Flip a coin. I like Denver at home.
Yeah. Good one. This is great. We got a couple of Monday nighters, but if you were going to bet either one of those, Cincy or Baltimore, San Diego, and Oakland, which one would you take?
Well, I mean, you know, I happen to think San Diego is going to have a big year this year. You know, I think this is a prime spot for them. Oakland's a 1-point favorite. Normally, when teams are even, that home team will be a 3-point, you know, a 3-point favorite. That's what they feel home field advantage is worth, 3 points. So right away, when you see a pick-em here, they're telling you that they think San Diego is the better team.
Yeah.
I agree with the line makers in this case, and I'm going with San Diego plus the 1 point.
Woo, San Diego. Can't wait for the rest of the season. Steve Budin, PickNation.com. Check it out. Budiman, thank you so much.
Let's get off to a good start, then. Keep it rolling.
All right, keep rocking, buddy. We'll talk to you again.
You got it.
Bye-bye. Have you ever ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
This version of We Can Count. Who would have thought of it? Tupelo, Mississippi, they say tens of thousands of rats killed by Hurricane Isaac washed up onto the beaches of Mississippi and created a terrible, awful smell. That's how they discovered all these rats. It's going to take days to clean up. So if you know anything about rats, you don't want to be touching them, so you can't just go scoop up a whole bunch with your hand, which most people get that they can't do it. How awful is that? Just another sad gift from what has been a terrible storm for way too many. And check this out. As of Tuesday, they say 16,000. You got that number right. 16,000 rats have been collected in Hancock County. They hired a contractor to clean up, and they think it's going to have to take probably another week or so. And naturally, this is Murphy's Law. The event that they have coming up on these beaches is called Cruising the Coast. It's the second week of October. About 30,000, 35,000 people or so go to the beach. So they couldn't wait to clean it up. They had to come up with the money and have that done on top of everything else that everybody was worried about, so they closed the beaches to the public. And again, this is Tupelo, Mississippi, talking about that coastline and, unfortunately, some of the repercussions of what turned out to be pretty rough when it came to Isaac. I love these stories about dogs who find their way home. My brother, who slams me about dogs, we didn't grow up with dogs, and now I have a golden retriever named Mahalo, the trusty intern of America Tonight. He says the only reason they remember you when you go away for a long time is because you feed them, you give dogs food, and you pet them. So that's what they like. Well, then how do you explain stories like this one? Bucky, a 3-year-old black Labrador, traveled 500 miles from Virginia all the way home to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, so he could be reunited with his owner. Of course, why would he go there? And the owner, guy named Mark Wessel, says, I thought I was going to cry, but I didn't. He definitely recognized me instantly. To that I say, I think dogs do have a memory. I don't care what any Harvard scholars say when they spend tons of grant money to investigate what it is that make dogs tick. It is unexplainable when you're talking about being reunited between 4, 5, 6, one time there was even, I think, 1,000 miles. How does that make any sense? And the answer is, dogs remember their owners. They do. They do. I have to say. This is kind of scary when you think about how we're told to eat organic foods. In fact, we have Ben Fuchs on and others that talk about things you got to worry about. And I do think you have to worry about pesticides. However, this is an interesting thing. Organic foods are no more nutritious, they say, than conventionally grown foods. In fact, no less likely to be contaminated with certain bacteria. They did a whole bunch of new studies. And this whole farming thing and how you're farming organically and whatnot. And the farming practices obviously vary. We could go through a whole bunch of different ones. But this is the key thing to take out of this, and I hope you're listening. People who buy organic foods for a bunch of different reasons, including perceptions that organic foods might be safer or more nutritious than the conventional foods you get, they get these health benefits of organic foods. It's unclear. This is from the Stanford School of Medicine. And what they did was they wanted to understand what are the different nutrients and the contaminant levels between organic and conventional. And the answer is the prices vary. You go to an organic food store, you're going to pay more for those peppers, those apples, those hunks of broccoli than you are. And if you're telling me that there's no difference between organic and what you just go and get when you go to the grocery store that doesn't say organic on it, wow, that is a game changer, because there are people that purposely go and get the organic food thinking that it's safer. Here's the one quick example. You got to hear this. Organic and conventional foods, why are they equal according to the study? Why are they carrying the same amount of disease, basically, like E. coli and salmonella, which we worry about? 7% of organic produce, according to the Stanford study, and 6% of conventional produce was contaminated with E. coli. For chicken, 35% of organic, 34% of conventional samples were contaminated with salmonella. So you make the decision. I would have to say, isn't that interesting? They did 200 studies. And these foods, fruit, veggies, grains, meats, poultry, milk, and eggs. If I see more studies like that, I'd have to say, maybe I just need to go and make sure I wash off everything that I buy. And that is seriously the one thing that you can do. You can buy whatever it is that you buy, from meat to veggies, and just don't be lazy about it. Just make sure that you wash them off. And if you do that, maybe you dodge a so-called bullet. How's that? Thinking of Kelly Ripa and a co-host, who would you think would be her permanent co-host? Would you believe Michael Strahan? Yep, Michael Strahan, the former Giant was the guy who was picked ultimately to become the next host after Regis Philbin decided. So he's now pretty busy. He's doing the Fox pregame football thing, which, by the way, we have nailed the score. Our first one of the season coming up in our next hour. You don't want to miss it. Computer randomly picks the game of the week. You don't have to know anything about football. You just guess a team and give us a guess. Keep the number handy, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. It is just that simple. So anyway, Michael Strahan, who won a couple of trophies with the Giants, now will be doing the broadcasting morning co-host thing. Did you know that Regis Philbin was the original live host for 28 years? There's your number, 28 years. That's an incredibly long time to be in a job, especially in broadcasting where it's uber competitive in the television morning market and syndication. That absolutely is a record that I think will stand. I don't know that anyone will ever surpass Philbin with that number. I definitely don't think so. This is the thing that we're all struggling with, the thing that we're wondering back and forth, back and forth. Ultimately, what are we doing with Social Security? Yes, it comes up, it bubbles up every now and then, and somebody pushes it back into the quicksand. Nobody really wants to tackle this problem until they have to tackle the problem. So I happened to read this. The Social Security Administration posted a notice that it was, ready for this, buying 174,000 hollow point bullets. What do you think the Social Security is doing with those bullets? This is a group that gives benefits out to retirees and disabled workers, widows, children. They're stockpiling ammunition. Really? Why are they stockpiling ammunition? They say the bullets are for the Social Security's Office of Inspector General. They have about 300 agents who investigate fraud and other crimes. So they're kind of like G-men of a different sort. They have to carry guns. They have to make arrests. Last year they made almost 600. They execute warrants for the upcoming year. And the hollow points cause, as we know, more tissue damage than other bullets when they hit a person because they expand when they enter the body. So you could say Social Security is going to get you any way they can.
I appreciate your understanding.
Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.